Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Julie Palmer from Buffalo. She's helping lead the fight to take out human trafficking.
Human trafficking is affecting all areas of the community. It's not just an inner city problem, but we're seeing it in towns and suburbs. Really, to be honest, there's no untouched area, every age, every demographic.
Talk to us about how your the organization there in Buffalo is working to stop this plague of human trafficking.
PATH stands for People Against Trafficking Humans. We have been providing services to address human trafficking through education, prevention, and restoration. It was developed through the faith community, through church community, Eastern Hills Church, back in 2010. And then God called me into the ministry in 2012. And we now have physical space where we offer rehabilitative support services for survivors or those at risk.
We don't think human trafficking happens here. You know, it's in third world countries, but it is here. And it is prevalent. And how can folks recognize this crime and then report it?
There's a few different red flag indicators that easily community members can be watching for. When you look at youth and you see perhaps they're acquiring expensive items that you know they can't afford, perhaps somebody gives them a phone, because that's a really great way for somebody to control and track people. If you go to different salons, massage, hair salons, nail salons, there should be certificates on the wall for every person working. And so if that doesn't match the number of people you see there, that can be a red flag. You know, and human trafficking encompasses both sex and labor trafficking. Looking at who are people communicating with? How are they using their social media platforms?
We're speaking with Julie Palmer with the organization PATH, People Against Trafficking Humans. And who's most likely, Julie, to become a victim of human trafficking?
Anybody. We know of teenage girls in well-off family communities that leave their house in the middle of the night to go work. So there's just a lot of things happening right under us. And, you know, to be fair and honest, I have a master's degree in mental health and spent the first half of my career. And I did not fully understand what was happening in human trafficking until 9 years ago when I got involved in this.
Yeah.
So it is a hidden underground issue that the more we know, the more we can address it.
Sure. And the more you know, the more you can empower yourself and the more you can protect yourself. And how can people who are listening right now make sure they are never a victim of this heinous crime?
Just being more open with your family, with your children. If they have a device, somehow they're going to get exposed. You know, on the gaming systems, people can do chat features. Perpetrators will use those. There's so much access. It is a upsetting issue, but at the same time, there is hope and there is an ability for us to understand it, to prevent it, and then to serve the people that are affected.
Yeah. And, you know, you are on the front lines of this, and the victims, the people you're helping out, what do they commonly share with you?
I would say the number one thing that we hear is that they come in not at all feeling valued or of any worth. And what we have found most interesting, you know, we have staff that are well-trained master level providers. So, you know, our programming and how we go about our services is important. But the one thing we've learned from our client feedback is while they appreciate all that, the thing that has meant the most and been the most transforming is that our staff are actually acting out what we profess in our faith, and that we are demonstrating love, that we are demonstrating they matter and have value, that they were created for a purpose beyond being hurt or exploited by someone. And then we live that out by truly loving and caring about them and walking alongside, not judging where they've come from or what's happened to them, because that's a lot of it. They already come in feeling ashamed and feeling like, you know, especially if they know we're a faith-based organization, the concern of what we'll think of them. And we feel it's so important for them to know that they are loved no matter what has happened to them or where they've come from,
yeah,
and that they do matter.
That's Julie Palmer from Buffalo, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.